5 years later, the terrorist attacks were remembered in both sorrow and anger. At the former site of the World Trade Center, bagpipes played as firefighters remembered the fallen and carried the American flag that flew there that day. 343 firefighters and paramedics sent to rescue the trapped were among those killed on 9/11 when the World Trade Center towers collapsed.
Gordon M. Ameth Jr.
Edelmiro Abad.
Throughout the morning, family members read aloud the names of the more than 2,700 people who perished at Ground Zero. Some also shared personal remembrances of those they lost. James Smith is the widower of New York City police officer Moira Smith, who died in the collapse of the South Tower.
She'd be still protecting the people of the city she loved, defending the nation she loved, keeping it from harm. And she would be raising the child she loved more than anything on earth. But most importantly, Moira would be about the business of living. She would be making us smile when we wanted to frown and laugh when we wanted to cry.
Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani was widely praised for his leadership on 9/11 when he rushed to the World Trade Center site to take command. He remembered the victims with a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson.
To leave the world a better place, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know that even one life has breathed easier because you lived. This is to have succeeded.
President and Mrs. Bush began the day by observing a moment of silence at a New York City firehouse, whose firefighters were among the first to respond to the scene. Later, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, President Bush laid a wreath at a memorial honoring the 40 passengers and crew members of United Flight 93, the one hijacked plane that did not reach its target. The president also visited the Pentagon, where 184 people died.
On this day, we remember the innocent who lost their lives, and we pay tribute to those who gave their lives so that others might live.
President Bush did not speak on the anniversary until an evening televised address.
America did not ask for this war, and every American wishes it were over. So do I. But the war's not over, and it will not be over until either we or the extremists emerge victorious.
Critics say the president has used 9/11 for political purposes and failed to secure the nation. The co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission said Monday their recommendations for increasing national security have not all been implemented. Co-chairman Thomas Kane and Lee Hamilton.
And we are enormously concerned that 5 years later, some of the ones that seem most elementary to us and most fundamental still haven't been done.
And our view is a simple one. It is that there is nothing more important on the agenda of any policymaker than to make the people of this country more secure.
Memorials in other parts of the world, including Britain and Japan, also marked the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.